This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
1-800-636-1067 is the number. I want to let you hear from the head coach of the Commanders, Dan Quinn. He spoke yesterday. We'll do that coming up here in a second as well. Want to put the offense under the microscope. Want to put the defense under the microscope. But right now we're asking the big picture question. How far is Washington away from being a perennial contender in the NFC? And do you think they tried to microwave this rebuild? One of my faves. Uncle Athan in Annapolis. What's going on, Uncle?
Well, I mean, Linnell, I can't give you a number because it really just depends on when they're going to start hitting on their draft picks.
Yep.
I mean, you keep whiffing the way that they have on their draft picks, you're looking at many new head coaches and many new GMs on the yellow brick road to D.C., and I hope that's not the case because they found their quarterback at least, but you've got to put better talent around them. And, okay, the biggest reason for their failures this year are going to be because of injuries, and I don't think they tried to microwave anything, but you've got to keep in mind, I mean, they were barely beating Trey Lance last year and Spencer Rattler and company among many others. If Raheem Morris didn't have or had better time management, we lose the Atlanta game. So it's just going to take time with the draft picks. I mean, we need to hopefully get a high draft pick this year,
yes,
trade down and accumulate more because we need as many swings at the bat as possible. Yeah, go ahead.
Here's the thing in terms of trading down, because I know that conversation is going to come up. Adam Peters needs as many bites at the apple as possible, but I also just think he needs to be picking from a pool of good players because I don't know how good he is at evaluating talent. Oh, he had hella swings at the apple in his first year, hella bites at the apple in the first year, and he's still hungry. That's my whole thing.
Well,
I think I would almost want to just give him, let him select from the richest pool of talent as possible. I can't wait till we had that conversation, Adam. That's my early stance on that because I know what people are going to say. Well, you don't got no picks. You don't have a second. You don't have a fourth. You got to trade back to accumulate. I want him. I need him. If we end up with a top 10 pick, I'm not trading back. Pick from somebody in the pool and hit on.
It's got to be an impact player, though. Somebody who's a game wrecker, not somebody who's going to take a year to get better or, you know, whatever the case may be. But you should talk to Sheehan about this when he comes on at 8:30, what he thinks about Adam Peters' performance so far.
Well, I know Sheehan is one of the guys that are, I think, working security detail for Adam Peters. So I can't wait to have a convo with him. But, no, appreciate you as always. Kevin Sheehan is going to join us coming up at about 8:30. It's interesting, man, because the quarterback is in place, and I also think your offensive line is in pretty good shape as well. I think that's dependent on how Josh Connerly develops, but I like Tunsil and Chris Paul. I think Tunsil. Here's the interesting thing about Laremy Tunsil. As I quickly go to the Commanders depth chart, and from an age standpoint, right, Laremy Tunsil is 31 years old, turned 31 this year. How much longer is he going to play? How much longer is he going to play is my question. And I don't think he's showing any signs of slowing down, by the way. But I think you got to genuinely ask, like, how much longer is he going to play? If you going, can you get three more seasons out of Tunsil? If you can get three more seasons out of Tunsil, I think you keep him. And maybe in that, maybe not next year, but the year after that, you're ready to go and ready to compete. You got a left tackle on your hands. Then maybe at that point, Josh Connolly's developed. But to at this point, like, you got to hit on a game record, man. They need a game record within their front seven. They need a legitimate dog on the perimeter at wide receiver, not just Terry. They need to get a pass-catching tight end that can really stress defenses. There are holes on this group, man. Your secondary, this is my whole thing. Like, Quan Martin, like, you need a starting free safety. You need two safeties. You probably need two more corners. You need new linebacker. Like, there's a lot of holes, bro. There are. And I think from, like, a order standpoint, I'm trying to beef up this defensive line. I need to create a front four that can wreak havoc on people. I think Kinlaw is a piece of that. I even think Deron Payne is a piece of that. They need to get some guys on the edge that can really win consistently. Because if you can impact the quarterback on a down-in, down-out basis, something that even when Dorrance was healthy, Washington did not do. And that's my whole thing. I think also we overvalue. We fall in love with guys because they're wearing the jersey. And I'm a younger fan, so I could speak for this, right? Who was a random Redskin back in the day that I, in hindsight, thought was going to be somebody, and I was geeked up, but it's you have this bias because they're playing for your team. Who would I look at and say? I did
Alfred Morris?
Alfred Morris is maybe a good example, but I think people were understanding that, yeah, like the system is a big reason why he's performing the way that he is. Gosh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Keenan Robinson, Jamin Dave, like guys like that, bro. Like, we need talent. That's the big thing. And that's why I'm like reluctant to dunk on Joe Witt for what he is doing with the defense, because he's working with a bare cupboard. Cliff Kingsbury, on the other hand, we have some conversations to have. I think Washington needs a change in identity on offense, but that's here nor there. Ellis is in D.C. What's up, Ellis?
What's going on, Linnell? Hey, I think you just gave yourself a therapy session because you took everything I was about to say.
I told you what this was.
Man, I think we're okay, right? And the biggest thing is our line is set. If what you just said, if Laramie Tunsil is going to be here for 3-4 years, he's 31. If he can play to 36, oh, my goodness, then we're set.
Now, how often do then tackles do that, though, brother? That's my whole thing.
Often.
Everybody when ain't Trent Williams,
when they're that
bro.
Good.
But that's true. Yes, because he is an elite
when
talent.
When they're that good, yeah. Like, right? So, three, like, at least if we have him for the duration of Jaden's rookie deal, oh, we're good.
Right.
Now we just need, like you just said, like I said, you just gave yourself a therapy session. We just need one game changer on defense. I would like it at safety. Right? Like, because I feel like our safeties are never in the play. They just throw the ball over top on us all day. Like, yeah. when are we going to get a safety that's actually in support of these corners?
I hear you saying safety, but, brother, you know, you got to get somebody that can impact this quarterback, man. You got to get somebody that can punt.
Yes, but I disagree that's the biggest problem. Like, yeah, everybody loves edge rushers. But at the same time, if we could play press man and we had a safety that actually was a ball hawk, a Sean Taylor, oh, my goodness. Yeah. But here's a question for you, though, mm-hmm. right? How do you feel about what the coach did? Like, if Washington had done the same thing, would you be happy if we had traded 2 first-round picks for Sauce?
In this situation, it would be stupid. But the Colts, you have to think about it. That was
– Why would it be stupid?
Because
he's under contract for the next 4 or 5 years.
Right, but it's 2 first-round picks. Their roster's better than ours. They have way less holes.
How valuable is a shutdown corner? See, I'm old school.
A shutdown corner is valuable when you have pass rush in front of them. Because if you look at Sauce Gardner year has not played very well because the Jets can't get after the quarterback.
That's true, but I'm old school Washington fan. So I remember when our defense was great because we had a Hall of Fame corner. Didn't matter who we had rushing the passer.
But we've
you had
always
one side
been
of
able
field
to get after
down.
And Ellis, I appreciate you as always. Try and run through these. Ellis, appreciate you as always. Let's go to Rich and PG. What's up, Rich?
Hey, what's going on, man? I love the show.
Appreciate you.
We tried to microwave this thing. I'm going to keep it a buck with you. For real, I love DQ. It's an upgrade from Ron. But his loyalty is the reason why he got fired in Atlanta, and he had to reset and restart back in Dallas. That's how they lost the Super Bowl, being loyal and not really standing 10 toes on what he knew was best. Joe Witt is a good position coach. He is not a coordinator. Cliff Kingsbury, I'm done with him. You can't run everything like it's Pop Warner out the shotgun. I'm sorry. I mean, and AP, we was in the abyss for so long that we was just so happy to have a real GM. But he's following the same playbook that we'd have seen before. Like, how do you keep Austin Eckler and he couldn't stay on the field, but you trade B-Rob?
Now, Eckler was a two-year deal, but I get what you're saying. It's not like they re-signed Eckler.
Yeah, but then we don't – like, if you look at Rodriguez, when he get the ball, our offensive line is stacked. The offensive line coach, trash. Like, the blocking schemes is trash. There's no way the way McNichols run, the way Krosky Merritt run, the way Rodriguez run, if you add a B-Rob, if we would have kept B-Rob but kept him in the equation with the pass pro and stuff, like, Jaden masked a lot of stuff for us last year.
I'll give you that.
The way Like, he almost ran for 1,000 yards. So, and it wasn't because of the offensive line was just blowing people off the ball. It was the him improvising and extending plays and getting things with his legs. But it wasn't nothing as far as the coaching. And then all we did is got rid of St. Juice for Lattimore and gave up capital for it. Like, it was crazy. Like, there's no way that Emmanuel Forbes, he played like some garbage when he was here, but he's starting for the Rams?
Not anymore, like, though, Rich, and I appreciate you. I think what Rich is trying to hit on is what I hit on a lot. The personnel is just simply not there on the defensive side of the football. Anybody that knows ball, man, to me the most important thing about a defense is how can you interrupt, how can you disrupt the quarterback? Are you able to disrupt the quarterback on a down-in, down-out basis? You look at the best defenses in the NFL, they all have that in common. We don't have that. We don't. We don't have that. All the best defenses, you look at all the best defenses in the tops of the NFL in yards per game allowed, points per game allowed. Let's look at points per game allowed. But name me the top five teams in points per game allowed. Houston, they've got Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson. They also have Derek Stingley and Kamari Lassiter. And the Texans have built that team so damn well, their offense is just faltering. They're going to be good. The Rams, Braden Fisk, Kobe Turner. I mean, they have rushers out of the wazoo up front, man, in L.A. with the Rams. But guess what? They drafted those dudes. It's not like they went out and spent a bunch of money. Kobe Turner, Byron Young, Braden Fisk, right? Jared Verse. They drafted all these dudes, man. We got to get some game wreckers up front, bro. I'm telling you. That I'm more worried about that than I am the offense, because I do think the quarterback has the ability to mask a lot of your deficiencies. But I also don't want to not give him a supporting cast just because he didn't day hit it on the head when we were doing the post-game show on Sunday. I can play on All Madden with Jayden Daniels because he's good enough, but why not play on rookie and make it easier for him if you pick up what I'm putting down? And I think you do that with a tight end. I think you do that with just more dynamic and explosive pieces on offense, but I think the defense has to be addressed first. I damn sure do. Ray is in Clinton. What's up, Ray?
What's up, man? You know what? Everybody done took my thoughts and what I'm going to say. Everybody done took it because y'all hit on everything. Because, you know, I'm looking at the players that they did draft when AP first got here. Because I'm going to call AP Vinny Serrano 2.0 for real. Well, I really am. I mean, he didn't mess up San Francisco like Vinny did, but he coming here and messing this team up, because you get a dynamic quarterback, you better damn sure hit on every last one of your draft picks for the next 3 years. What I'm saying, now, you're looking at all these draft picks that he got.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not faulting the draft picks, because 85% of the draft picks that they did draft last year were All-Americans. Almost All-Americans now. You got to look at them. Sam Seal was All-American. Ben Sennett was second-team All-American.
College All-American, though, bro. Like,
Newton was All-American. All them guys are All-American. So what is that telling you? That's not saying that the draft, they didn't hit on the draft pick. That's the coaches. The coaches got to coach these guys. You're not an All-American when you come to the pros no more. You're a rookie. You're a rookie. So if the coach is not coaching, Bobby Johnson was a hit or miss coach when he got here. Ain't nobody want Bobby Johnson here, but I guess he was the best thing out there when Dan Quinn got the job.
I'm not going to go that far, because I do think – you got to think, man, their coaching staff is littered with a bunch of former players that had success in this league. And I'm not saying every former player makes a good coach, but I do believe in the coaches.
You're right.
I do believe in the coaches. I just think
– I don't believe – hey, I'm going to tell you something, man. Joe Witt.
Oh,
he's a good friend. He's a good friend. He's a real good friend. Well, he's a poor-ass coach.
I appreciate the call, Ray. 1-800-636-1067. I told you all I wanted to talk about the offense and I wanted to talk about the defense, but it feels like we're stuck on this big-picture conversation. When we come back, and we're going to have Kevin Sheehan on, that conversation is – it's going to go swimmingly. I just love talking to Kevin. I do. He's like – He gives me reality. He challenges my thinking. He respects my opinions. I love catching up with Sheehan. So we're going to do that in about 12 minutes. When we come back, though, I do want to let you hear from the head coach of the Commanders, Dan Quinn. But first, Aaron in Suitland. What's going on, Aaron?
Hey, what's up, Neil?
What's up, brother?
Nothing much, man. Look, so I called in about 3, maybe 4 weeks ago to the Junkies, mm-hmm. and they kind of dismissed it. But I think, you know, I'm going to say what I said to them first.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's more roster building malpractice than what's noticeable, because it's like you got so many holes to fill, and you're filling them with, veterans. I think the NFC Championship was a bluff last year. It was a little shaded. And then you got so many holes to fill, but you got people that's not going to be on this team. So you have to fill those holes too, as well. Wagner's not going to be there. Luvu, if he gets somebody throws the money at him, he's gone.
So look, I'm about to say this on Luvu because I'm about to look up his contract. I think he's a free agent after next season.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So now that's another hole you got to fill. You need an edge rusher. You need edge rushers.
Multiple.
You need corners.
Yeah.
You need safeties. You need receivers. Tight ends. You have old tight ends.
Yeah.
You have a nice running game, but you need that home run hitter. And you're lacking that. And then and to go further, like what I said to the Junkies, and I'm like, you're kind of burning Jaden Daniels' contract because you have to give him the money.
And you got a hit on these picks while he's on the rookie deal. But I'll say this too, Aaron, because I think people push back with this, and I think it's a valid point. And I think Adam Peterson said this too. I get wanting to capitalize him being on a rookie deal, but I also mm-hmm. don't want to stop winning when he gets paid either. Meaning you got to hit on the draft picks. You got to hit on the draft picks.
I understand that, but that's like setting a roster squad. That's like setting a Madden squad up for the Super Bowl for 2 years, and then after that, your squad is trash because you can't sign everyone.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, at the end of the day, I think it's more of, you know, and then I put a lot on Dan Quinn too, because the Legion of Boom, he coached them. He didn't have input on getting them.
Right. John Snyder picked them dudes. And think about if you look at every member of the Legion of Boom, bro, I think only Earl Thomas was a first round pick.
You see what I'm saying? So you coach great talent, but you have to have that talent on the field. You have to have that talent.
Yeah.
I think that's
the biggest thing that they're missing. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Frank in DC if we had to break. What's up, Frank?
Hey, how you doing?
Oh.
You know, I think you're right. It's like 7 or 8 players that we're missing. I don't know how many years it takes to get there, at least 3 probably. But they got to find pieces to hit on losing all these draft picks to get these guys that are rentals. It's not a good place.
Hey, Frank. I think
you're right. Yeah.
Go ahead. I'll let you finish.
Oh, no. I think you're right, too, about that the – coaches aren't on the same page as the front office.
I don't believe so, because if they were, you wouldn't have drafted Josh Connolly, which is a 29th overall pick. I don't care what nobody says. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Kevin Sheehan going to join the program coming up in about 7 or 8 minutes. But I just – we're at a point right now where I just don't know. I don't know how quickly they can fix this. I don't know how far away we are. I keep going back to their lack of draft capital next year with a 1, a 3, a 5, 2 6s, and a 7. Like, that ain't very good, man. It's hard to build a team with just day 3 picks. They got to get some more day 2 picks. You got to get a 2nd and a 3rd. Or 2nd and a 4th, rather. Like, it's tough, man. And the Marshawn Lattimore trade, see, it would have been fine if he would have just been wrong and gave up the picks, but they doubled down on Marshawn Lattimore. And I get why they did it. I totally understand it. But in hindsight, it's a bad move. Because you need corners, bro. You need rushers. That, to me, when we talk about, their biggest number one need, I think it is a impact player up front. Dorrance Armstrong is a nice piece. Kinlaw is a piece. Payne is a piece. They need a legitimate difference maker up front on their defensive line.
Weren't you a little jelly of that Sauce Gardner move today?
Not at all, because like we don't need a corner right now. That's like building a house and you build your movie theater first.
I don't know. I mean, we got one last trade deadline, you know, and I don't know.
They need a game record up front. I don't know.
I'm not saying we don't need that.
That's the most important thing. Nothing else matters if you don't have that for what they're trying to do defensively, for what they want to do from a schematic standpoint. The difference maker, the rusher, is the most important piece. Now, Dorrance Armstrong, you had a bunch of dudes that are going to be free agents at the end of next year. What are you going to do? Kevin Sheehan going to join us coming up next here on 106.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Therapy session. I almost said the therapy concession. I am going to concede that I'm super duper excited about our next guest joining the program. It is our pal Kevin Sheehan of the Kevin Sheehan Show, which you can hear weekdays 10 to 1 over on our sister station, the Team 980. Kev, what's up, man?
What's up, Linnell? How you doing, man?
You know how I deal with moments like this. It feels like I'm just hopping back in the time machine, going back to my middle school, high school years, where I first started listening to you and all of our colleagues. This is not a good place that the local 53 is in right now, brother. I'll be honest with you.
Well, you know what? We've got experience with it.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
We definitely know how to navigate these waters. Kevin, I'll start with this, looking at it from a 1,000-foot view. How far away do you think this team is from being a perennial contender in the NFC?
Oh, not as far as everybody thinks right now. You know, we live in the moment. Mm-hmm. We live with incredible recency bias. It's just the way it works. I mean, let's be honest. A month ago after they beat the Chargers, everybody thought, Yeah, here we go. And that's how quickly things in the NFL change. I mean, we had the NFC Rookie of the Year at running back. We had the NFL Rookie of the Year at running back, the NFL Rookie of the Year at corner. You know, and everybody thought, you know, Jaden had, you know, after the first two series, he looked like Jaden again. And by the way, they didn't even have Terry out there. So we were like, well, then they're going to get Terry back and, you know, we're off and running. This happens in the NFL where teams have a rash of injuries that are just almost, you know, not believable. And they're having that season. Cincinnati's had it with Burrow. Baltimore's had one or two of them with Lamar. You know, I'm not putting him there quite yet. You know, I had him, you know, below that top four rung, but I wouldn't trade him for Burrow or for Jackson, you know, going back a few months in our conversations. But this happens, and hopefully, you know, the large view is I think we're going to look back at 2025 in 2029 and 2030 and say, God, remember his second year? He was banged up. He was injured. Yeah. Everybody else got injured, and the season went sideways. I think that's, you know, that's very much in play. You can't overlook, if you're a football fan and you've paid attention to this league, you can't overlook the fact that they have lost not just players, but their best players for games and now for the season in many cases, and the impact it's had on this football team. They are impotent offensively at wide receiver and in other spots. Defensively, look, here's the one thing that I've thought about the last couple of days in conversations with friends, too. I've said, look, the defense, I don't think ever was going to be that good this year, even though there was high hopes for it. There were high hopes for it after the Giant game, after the Raider game, even after the Chargers game. But it wasn't going to be this bad. You know, with Dorrance playing the way he was, with Wise healthy, with Harris out on the field, it wasn't going to be quite this bad. I still think it would have been the limiting factor to anything approaching last year because of the schedule and the teams that they had. I didn't think it was going to be a good defense, but offensively, this would have been a much different team with better health.
Yeah, I agree, and I do think the health is a big part of this equation in terms of why the season has gone the way that it has. It's something like 9 to 13 starters have missed significant time or out for the remainder of the year. So trying to make that not the number one story, I think, is doing a disservice to what the reality is.
It's naive.
Yeah.
It's naive, and it's people trying to play tough guy, like next man up. And I get it. Like, if you're a team, you're all about next man up. If you're a coach or you're a player, that's not what we are. We're fans. We're you know, quasi-analysts. And you see it every year. You saw it last year with the 49ers. That's not a 6-11 football team, but they didn't have anybody to play. We've seen it with Cincinnati when they've lost Burrow in the seasons that they've lost him. Lamar got hurt in 2021, and they went 8-9. You know, 7-10, or whatever it was. If this happens every year to two or three teams, sometimes, you know, 1 out of 10 can overcome it. And it's usually because they've got really good depth or one side of the ball avoids the injury bug and it's all on the other side of the ball. Mm-hmm. But we've had it to both sides and to our most meaningful contributors, you know, on the team. And so people say, you know, stop making excuses. It's not an excuse. These are the reasons why they are 3-6 right now. It's the number one reason they are 3-6 right now.
And I had to catch myself earlier with it. I said, look, I get the excuse of injury, but then I said, it's not an excuse. It's just the reality of what it is. It's a tough thing to overcome. Looking at
53-man rosters, it's really tough to overcome.
No doubt. Looking at the defense in particular, and looking ahead in terms of what they do to try and improve this roster, because I think that's what needs to happen. I think they have some work to do this offseason. I was a little bit surprised, Kevin, that they totally chose to stay put at the deadline earlier. But we don't know what was out there. We don't know what they were looking for in return. Right. If I asked you the biggest hole on this football team or the biggest thing that they need, my answer to that question, Kev, I know Dorrance is a nice piece and he was on pace for 17 sacks, but they don't impact the quarterback enough. That's their number one problem to me on defense. They have to find a game wrecker in the front seven, Micah Parsons-esque, John Abraham-esque when DQ Fowler-esque when DQ was in Atlanta. That's the thing that they need to get. And Kevin, I wonder, is the front office and the coaching staff on the same page? And I'm not trying to make some imaginary rift between the two, but I don't know how you can go two drafts and not spend any real significant capital on your front four.
Yeah, I don't think there's a rift. I would say that you're 100% right, and it's the thing that even when, you know, they played well against the Giants and they played well against the Raiders and they played, you know, somewhat well against the Chargers, and you know, as some of us were pointing out, look, these teams were banged up along their offensive line. Let's not get carried away. You know, these were easy, you know, marks, and Green Bay and Atlanta torched them.
Right.
But all during that time, I kept saying, here's the biggest problem. There's nobody that the other offensive coordinator needs to truly worry about, needs to truly game plan for. You don't have somebody that can impact the game. You've got some good players. Dorrance was playing at a really, really impressive level. Dietrich Wise was going to be what they really wanted as an edge setter, and maybe even a little bit beyond that. Kinlaw has played well. That was a good addition. You know, but you're right. And I think they were very much interested in Trey Hendrickson. I don't think there's any doubt had Myles Garrett become available, they would have been, you know, involved and would have been interested. They decided in that first round, when we were all thinking about defensive end, pass rusher, you know, game wrecker, they decided to invest in their quarterback with an offensive lineman. They went defense, you know, in the second round, but, you know, the offseason, they went O-line. They went D-line, not necessarily game wrecker, because there wasn't one available.
No.
Maybe they didn't feel like, you know, Azaraku or anybody that, you know, was there at their spot in the first round or even at the end of the second round was worth it. Maybe there were a couple of guys they would have taken. You know, those guys don't go, you don't go to that store or you don't go to that tree and say, hey, let's get our game wrecker for this upcoming season. They're hard to find, but there's no doubt that that's a part of what typically is, a key cog in a championship contending team that they don't have.
And more importantly, Kevin, it's what Dan Quinn has had defensively when his defenses have been good. Like that to me, there's like an order of things that there's an order in which you do things. And I feel like they've kind of put the defense, and maybe I'm overreacting, it feels like they put the defense on the back burner a little bit in terms of like, you know, we want to build everything up around Jaden, and I totally understand that, but you need a game changer up front. You just do. Payne, Kinlaw are nice pieces. Dorrance is a nice piece. To your point, where's the guy that we have to game plan for? I don't think they have it. I'll take it a step further in the secondary. You want to play man-to-man coverage. The swinging and the missing of Marshawn Lattimore is ultimately going to be what colors the conversation around the job that Adam Peters has done to this point, because it's a pretty big swing and miss. And I understand why they didn't cut ties this offseason, because you wanted to give it another chance. You mortgaged draft capital. In this secondary right now, is Trey Amos and Mikey Saint were still the only two dudes you're really confident in moving forward?
I'm not confident in anything defensively. And that goes for everything, including, you know, the coaching staff. I'd be very shocked if they come back with Joe Witt Jr. next year. I'm not even saying he's the problem, but there's so much wrong defensively. It's got to be a little bit of everything. Yeah. It's clearly personnel. to your point, they don't have anybody that can cover in man. They're not even a very good zone team.
And if that's what you want to be, then why did you not pick those groceries?
Well, they do think that Trey Amos can cover in man. And I think when they drafted Sanristil, they certainly – look, here's what happens sometimes with young players. This is why evaluating drafts in, you know, 9 games into a season or even 9 games into a second season is ridiculous, because last year, Sanristil was a steal, man. I mean, Adam Peters is cooking. Let Adam Peters cook. Sanristil, Jaden, Coleman, et cetera. Well, sometimes young players are up and down for the first couple of years. By the way, especially at offensive line and DB positions, they are harder positions to learn, and experience becomes a big part of that position. So you probably have to let a lot of time, but you need more time to pass. We might not know until next year. Brandon Coleman was done 3 weeks ago. And now, you know what? He's actually not done. He's actually a pretty decent tackle.
Right.
You know, I actually thought that there was a possibility that Allegretti or Wiley would go today. I'm surprised that neither one of those two went. But maybe they tried to deal him and nobody was offering anything meaningful for him. But you gotta stick it out. As far as Amos and Sanristil, I don't know. I mean, Amos looks the part more than Sanristil.
Yes.
You know, in terms of his length, in terms of his size. But last year, we would have said the same thing about Sanristil, just not about the size.
Totally agree with you, man. Joined right now by our pal Kevin Sheehan. You can check him out weekdays 10 to 1 on the Team 980 on the offensive side of the football. This is where the 27-year-old, soon-to-be 28-year-old in me, Kevin, is going to come out. I am so frustrated all of a sudden with the way the offense has functioned this year. I mean, their inability to do anything right down in, down out. It takes 11. This was so special about football. You need all 11 guys to make a thing work. And it feels like whenever they're in any high leverage situation offensively, there's one guy that routinely screws up. I mean, to come out, Kevin, and I'm going back to Sunday night for a second, to know that you only have 4 active wide receivers and to come out in call 7 designed pass plays in a row in your first 15, Kevin. What's sicker about it, Kevin, is this was you're in your first 15 script. This was the plan. I don't know, man. I think.
Well, you know why that was the plan. And by the way,
Seattle's run defense is good, but damn, Kev.
Yeah, he just decided we're not going to be able to run the ball against these dudes. Nobody has. They're the number one run defense in the league, and we got to stretch them out a little bit. I'm surprised less about that. By the way, I'm not saying I agree with it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more surprised that there wasn't a lot of quick game early. There was quick game later.
These long developing routes. Stuff?
Where were the screens? Where were the get it out of his hands quickly, line of scrimmage, and let's see if we can make 5 yards after the catch?
Yeah.
You know, I was surprised we didn't see a lot of that. We saw a lot of drop back. We saw under center boot tries and play
action.
I like
that, by the way.
I didn't get it either, but here's the bottom line. You know, first drive, they make a first down, and there's a 15-yard penalty.
Yep.
Second drive, they make 2 first downs. They're at the Seattle 40-yard line, another 15-yard penalty. Third drive, they decide to go for a 4th-and-1. They got the right play called, and it's a big run. And Ertz, who frustrated me the other night, maybe more than anybody, he looked like he was a bit out of it. He ends up with what ended up being the first of, what, 2 or 3 penalties the other night?
Yep.
And by the way, you can't afford that.
No.
Because the other team's scoring almost twice on every possession against your defense. And then you fumble a kickoff return, and it's over. I'm not saying if the offense didn't commit the penalties that they beat Seattle. I think they played an absolute juggernaut. I thought it was a bad matchup going in. We talked about it Monday night. I picked us because of Jaden. But I said, this is a really bad matchup if you've watched Seattle. They're really good. And they got another really good team coming in Sunday. That's part of the problem when you win 12 games the year before.
Going to have to deal with the consequences of having a first-place schedule, Kevin.
Well, it wasn't first place. But
Excuse me. Winning 12 games. Exactly. You pick up what I'm putting down. It's just
second place.
It's a tough spot to be in because it feels like things are going awry. I got some homework for you, Coach Sheehan.
Really?
Okay. Yes, I do. I got some homework.
Are you gonna email it to me, or you're gonna describe it right now?
I'm gonna send it to you in a text link. It's on YouTube. Okay. Kurt Warner just put out a film breakdown on Jaden Daniels. I've been efforting. I've hit Westwood One, Kevin. I've hit Andrew Howard at NFL Network. I know you're gonna end up having him on the program one way or another. A good film breakdown of Jaden Daniels' sophomore season, and the big emphasis on it was him not taking what the defense was giving him and him trying to be a little bit greedy. And Kurt described it in a tweet as he wasn't seeing the field well. Any concerns about the quarterback in literal regression that happened this year? I want you to watch the breakdown. I haven't watched it yet either, but I trust Kurt Warner. We obviously all should. He's a Hall of Fame quarterback. He knows what he's looking at, but his description of Jaden Daniels' sophomore season is him not seeing the field well, holding on to the football too long, and not taking what the defense is giving him, something that they did last year, and it was a big reason why they had all those long drives. Your thoughts on the quarterback? Any concern about the quarterback at all moving forward?
None. Okay. Zero. Now, let me just say, Kurt Warner is one of my all-time favorites. Love him. And I do see some of the stuff that he puts out on social media, and mm-hmm. I think it's good. He gets into a lot of arguments with other football people on a lot of different things. So I don't know why that is. But I think, honestly, like, I am interested, and I have not looked at it, but my guy Steve Suter, who's excellent breaking down film, will be on with me tomorrow. And like he said in the Dallas game was the last game he played before when he got hurt, that, you know, there were a couple times you could see he was hesitant to pull the trigger, and he just thinks there's just not a lot of, you know, right now with the receivers that he has out there, there's not a lot of confidence. Yeah. There's not a lot of built up, you know, experience with these guys.
But Kevin, my thing is this, you didn't have no win Terrell camp. You've been throwing to Chris Moore. You've been throwing to Luke and Jalen Lane.
You haven't been throwing to Chris Moore.
Well, was Chris Moore in camp?
I don't know. Was he? I don't think so. I thought they added him later. He's a veteran player. I don't. Maybe.
Yeah, he was in camp.
Yeah, but these aren't games. Right. This isn't a season.
And by the way, in camp, Kevin, I was telling you day to day. I mean, they didn't do anything in camp. They made the defense look. They made the secondary look like they were somebody, which says a lot.
Yeah. Well, I watched last year. I mm-hmm. know what I saw. I know he was a fast, quick processor, an accurate thrower. There wasn't one flaw last year. The one thing that I would say is I do think that, you know, for a couple games there with the brace, he didn't. I thought he looked good quickness-wise the other night.
Yeah, he did. He was spry, man.
Yeah, I thought he was too. Before getting hurt, which should have never happened, but that's a whole other story. But I think that, you know, there have been times where he has not pulled the trigger as quickly as he would have last year. I agree with that part of it, no doubt. I don't think it's a processing thing vision thing or an anticipation thing. I think it's a confidence thing with what he has out there.
Lack of trust. We've blown out the clock, Kevin Sheehan style. I'm one of your understudies, brother, man. So I got to let you go. We'll talk to you soon, Kevin. Appreciate you, man.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Lynette.
That is Kevin Sheehan. Make sure you check him out weekdays 10-1 over on our sister station, the Team 980. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we will try to get the show back on the rails. A historically active NFL trade deadline. We'll touch on that. Plus, we'll let you hear from the head coach of your Washington Commanders, Dan Quinn, as well. All that and more next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.